When this bar meets world. Bar meets world. Wandering down this road that we call life is what we're doing. It's good to know our friends will always stand by me. When this bar meets world.
So this is it. The big night.
The biggest night of our lives.
The night we leave as boys and come back men.
Are we talking about the same thing?
I certainly hope so.
Okay, so after the prom, romance in the air, you and Angela, you're gonna look in each other's eyes.
Me and Angela? I don't know. Maybe. What do you think, we sat down and discussed it? How dorky do you think we are? What about you and Topanga?
We sat down and discussed it. You know, we weighed the pros and cons. We made a chart, actually. But, you know, we haven't... Because she feels that... But I... You know, so... Maybe.
Really? Topanga said maybe.
Maybe. Assuming that everything goes exactly perfectly right.
So naturally, you're going to do everything in your power...
To make sure everything goes exactly perfectly right.
Oh, maybe!
Maybe what?
It's just guy stuff.
Oh.
Guy stuff. On prom night. Uh-huh. Sit down. Listen, you know, your senior prom can be a night to remember without it being a big night. Corey, I want you to remember that things can happen in a minute that could change your life forever. Do you understand me?
Yes, Dad.
Yes, Dad.
All right. Have a great time.
Wait. Picture the boys on prom night. Have a great time.
All right. Bye.
How'd I do?
Oh, honey. You were great. I am so proud of you.
Well, thank you.
I'm pregnant. I'm not kidding.
I'm not kidding. What's that? Oh, well, you know, these things aren't right always. You know, the first...
Oh! Aren't you happy?
Oh, well, I don't understand the question.
You're not happy at all.
Oh, honey.
So, you and Sean talked about, you know, you two after the prom, the big night.
Well, we haven't really talked about it. It's funny. I mean, people think he's really cool, but he is so shy. He has such a hard time discussing it. I've decided we're not ready until he's ready to at least talk about it.
I've been thinking about it, too. Corey and I have been through so much, and now that we know how much we love each other, we've decided that when the time is exactly perfectly right...
So, in other words, when you say so.
Yeah.
Wow. You look... Wow.
You look pretty well yourself. Thank you. Shall we?
Go ahead. We'll catch up.
All right. We'll be waiting in the limo.
Hi.
Hi.
Listen, I want you to know that there is no one else in the world that I'd rather be with tonight.
Me too.
And I want everything to go
exactly perfectly right.
Yeah.
Me too.
Topanga, you look radiant.
Howie, what are you doing here?
I'm here to take you to the prom. My dad's waiting outside in the Plymouth.
What are you talking about?
Don't you remember a few weeks ago when I asked you if you had a date for the prom and you said no and I said great? Don't you remember?
There must have been a misunderstanding. See, Corey and I are back together.
So... Do we or do we not have a date?
No, you do not have a date, capiche? Back in the Plymouth.
I'm sorry, Howie.
Who am I kidding? Even my mother said it didn't make any sense. Well, you two go. Have fun. See you at the reunion.
Howie, wait.
Oh, please, no, please, no, please, no, please, no, please, no, please, no, please.
Corey, I feel bad.
Topanga, this is our prom night.
It's his prom night, too.
Yes, but I want everything to go exactly perfectly right.
If poor Howie is sitting home alone crying his eyes out because of me, I will not feel exactly perfectly right.
So, Howie. So, you want to be our date?
Thanks for being such a good sport about Howie.
Are you kidding? As long as I'm with you, Topanga, nothing else matters.
Hey, Samsky.
Look who I'm with.
Hey, look, there's a band.
Oh, wasn't there a band at your prom?
There might have been. All I can remember is being in the back of the limo with Karen Uzale.
Barbie Feldman. Oh.
You know, I can't even remember my own prom because I was so preoccupied with what might happen after.
Me too?
Anything happen?
None of your business.
Me neither.
Well, this has been one heck of a prom, and now that it's over, you want to go hang out in the back of the limo?
And do what?
I don't know. Play?
So, pretty soon the prom's gonna be over.
Corey, we just got here.
No, we didn't just get here. I mean, it's taken us 15 years to get here. You know, I mean, we're not kids anymore, Topanga. We're adults. And I think we're ready for an adult relationship.
Fine. Let's get a hotel room.
Hello?
Hello. Are you checking in?
Me? No. You thought I was checking in? No. I was just admiring your bell here. What's this made of? Is this real bell? No, I was just here to say hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'd like a room, please.
All right.
For the reason of tiredness, and it's been a very long journey.
So then you want a bed?
Yes. But I mean, it doesn't always have to be a bed. We could do some dancing first.
So will you want a king-size bed or two doubles?
What would you recommend for someone such as me?
Well, have you ever been tired before?
No, actually, this is my first time ever being tired.
And exactly how tired are you?
Well, let's put it this way. If I don't get a room real soon, I may fall asleep right here.
Yes, well, we wouldn't want that to happen. So, one room, one bed, one big night.
Yes.
Name?
Why? Why do you need that?
I just need a name to put in the computer. Any name. Any name will do.
Oh, this is silly. You must go through this all the time. I'll give you my real name. It's Don. Don Quixote.
That's new. Address?
1414. De La Mancha.
So, Señor Quixote de La Mancha. I'll just be needing your credit card. Oh, did I catch you off guard, Señor Quixote?
Credit card. Car credito. Darn. I've left mi casa without it. Eric, emergency, listen. I need your credit card. Don't ask me why. I just need it.
Okay, but it might be maxed out. I just bought some
just
gum.
Give me the card!
Room 702 for the former Señor Quixote and currently Eric Matthews. But I suppose a man of your ilk has many names.
Thanks, Chief. And now there are no more obstacles to Corey Matthews' big night.
Helen, this is so romantic. We haven't spent the night at a hotel since our prom night.
Well, we may not get a chance to do something like this again for a long time. Which I couldn't be happier about.
Wait a minute. I got a great idea. You check in, then meet me in the lounge, and we'll pretend.
We don't know each other. I'll be Siobhan.
Ooh, you are bad. Well, I'll see you later, Siobhan.
Quick, I need a room in a hurry.
Ah, the voice of experience.
My wife and I are celebrating. We're having a baby. I'm going to be a father. Which I couldn't be happier about.
Oh, congratulations.
Daddy.
Jack, Jack. My father just checked into a hotel room with a woman who was not his wife or my mother.
You're crazy. Your father's happily married.
I just saw it with my own eyes.
Prom fever.
What?
Prom fever. Makes every man go crazy on prom night. We can't even remember our own proms because we were so obsessed with what might happen after. I gotta save these kids.
I gotta save my father.
You are the best dancer. I mean, you could be a professional.
All right, where do you think you're sneaking off to?
The bathroom.
Nice try. Wasn't boring yesterday. Now get back in there to the only prom you're ever gonna have.
I must say, Jack, you're a much better chaperone than I thought you'd be.
No one gets by.
Adam. Good soldier.
Come on, come on, come on. Yes! It works! I did it!
Wait a minute. What am I forgetting?
The girl.
May I have your attention, please? It's time to announce your prom king and queen. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Corey Matthews and Topanga Lawrence. What a surprise.
Them?
All right, where do you think you two are going?
So, what do you want to do?
Hello? Hotel man?
Hi, I need to know what room Mr. Matthews is in, please, pronto.
I'm sorry, we don't give out that kind of information.
Really? Well,
perhaps my friend Mr. Washington will help change your mind?
So, you want to see something I've always wanted to do?
Yeah. So what are you going to do? Ah!
Hi there.
Hi there.
Ah, don't hurt me! Listen, do you think it's rushing it if I take off my jacket? Because I won't take off my jacket if you think it's rushing. Okay, okay.
Come here. I'm stuck.
Well,
I'm
maybe
stuck.
If I unbutton this.
Wait, I'm pretty sure I'm supposed to see this part. Put me back. It's the Vice Squad. Okay! Don't do this. The trip isn't worth it.
Hey, Topanga. Hi, Corey. Good. You guys got here first. Where's Dad?
Eric, do you not see this?
Wait a second. The guy said this was the Matthews room.
It is. Now get out.
So it's just you and Topanga?
Yes.
Alone in a hotel room?
Yes.
On prom night?
Yes.
So? What'd you do?
That's enough. Goodbye, Eric.
Oh.
Oh! Excuse me! Excuse me!
Not
that Mr. Matthews, the other Mr. Matthews, the cheating Mr. Matthews I used to be proud to call my daddy. What room's he in? What room's he in? What room's he in?
Huh? I'm afraid Mr. Washington has received all the information that Mr. Washington is going to get. Now, if Mr. Franklin were asking...
Mr. Franklin isn't here, but how about two Mr. Lincolns and a mystery bag? Maybe it's good, maybe it's not.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Corey?
What?
Do you love me?
Hmm?
I just came to tell you I won't be needing a ride home. This is Jan from the Hertz rent-a-car counter. She says I resemble her ex-husband, Murray.
Quick, let's get this over with before Feeney gets here.
You want to get this over with?
Oh, no. I didn't mean it like that. I just mean we don't need any more interruptions. You know, we've been waiting for everything to be exactly perfectly right, and now it is, so...
Maybe we need to be more spontaneous. Not when we think we have to, like... One day on the way home from the library.
What? Do you want a book? Here's a book. Ah! I'm sorry.
And it's just starting to get dark, and you hold me because I'm cold. And we look into each other's eyes, and we just know. Maybe that's when it happens.
When?
Corey, I want to.
When?
That's why we're here.
When?
I'll do whatever you think is right.
When?
I'm just so confused.
Listen, you don't have to be confused, okay? Well, we're adults now. And adults do not get confused.
You're right, we're adults. Let's go.
Ow, my eye! Oh, God!
Your eye!
No, don't worry about it. I've got another eye. Just do everything on my right side.
No. You need to get some ice.
No, come on. Oh, gosh!
Corey, get some ice. I'm not going anywhere, and we have all night.
Okay.
Oh, and bring back a couple of sodas.
I'll be right back, Siobhan. Come on out. Don't be shy, Siobhan. Let me see what's behind that door.
Didn't you? How could you do this to my mother?
Nobody planned this. I mean, it wasn't something we planned on. It just kind of happened, you know? It was like one of those wonderful miracles that's happened to me 3 times before already.
Meg!
You don't even live in the house anymore. It's not like I'm asking you to give up your room.
Wait a second, you're moving her into the house? I can't do this anymore. I gotta know who's in there. Come out, now! Panga? Oh, Daddy. How could you do this to Mom and Corey? Oh, I am so out of the loop.
Wait a minute. What are you guys doing here? We're celebrating.
We were going to tell you tomorrow, but...
We're having a baby.
You're having a baby?
We're having a baby. They're having a baby. I'm going to be an uncle.
Wait, so you're having another kid?
Yes, we are. And We're thrilled about it.
Is this something you planned?
No, Corey, it isn't, you know. It's like I told you before. Sometimes things can happen in a minute that will change your life forever.
We're just lucky that for us, it came at a time when we can handle it. Have a nice night, you two.
Wow. They trust us.
Boy, this is the biggest night of our lives, huh?
Yeah. Shall we?
You know, I can't think of anything else I'd rather be doing right now.
Me neither.